Hello again. Hello. Just called to say hello. I think about you every night. Does anybody know what that's from besides me? Maybe if I sang it, you'd know, but I'm not going to do that. Who am I and what is this? My name is Jamie Waxman, and this is Playgirl's Sex Pod, available for free at playgirltv.com and available on my own website at jamiewaxman.com. But since this is Playgirl Sex Pod, before we get down to any other business, let's get down to some Playgirl business. And I need to tell you guys that you should definitely check out Playgirl TV, subscribe for a month, see how you feel, and pick up some Playgirl DVDs now distributed through Wicked. Burning Lust is one of them. Burning Lust just makes you want to salivate, doesn't it? And Erotic Encounters. I'm just silly this morning. And silly is the name of the game. Not really. It has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about today. But I also must just confess, I am a recent addict to Lost. I don't watch TV. And decided to get the first season on DVD. I've only done the first three discs, which is 3 times 4, 12 episodes. And I was afraid to go to sleep last night. And I don't want to fly in a plane. There's lots of things now. At least not a plane over some island somewhere, maybe. Regardless, this is about sex and not about Lost. Although some people are lost in sex, as we could be lost in anything, right? And so we are going to talk today on Playgirl Sex Pod about spots, particular erogenous zones. Why, you may ask? Well, because it's good to know about them. And also, I'm writing a book, and I've been doing a lot of research on specific spots, and I teach a lot of classes as well on other spots. So the book I'm writing is called Women Loving Women. It will come out next year. And it's been really interesting and insightful for me, because I've gone through some of my own stuff that maybe we'll get into on another episode of Sex Pod. Playgirl Sex Pod. That's what this is. I'm Jamie Waxman. And it's really gotten me to open up and explore the idea of being with women. Now, I've been with women, and I probably will eventually be with women again at some point, you know, even just in a casual relationship, or casual sex, I should say. It wouldn't necessarily be a relationship. I do think my relationships work better with men, if they work at all. But that's something you can ask my boyfriend about. But regardless, it's really got me to open up and explore my whole situation and the idea of what makes women so beautiful, because we are so beautiful, and what we love about our bodies and what we love to touch on other women's bodies and how we love to be touched and where we love to be touched, which gets me to the spots. The spots. There are a number of spots you can touch on any single person, including the nape of the neck, behind the ears, the earlobes, the fingers suck on the toes. You can kiss the belly button in the belly button if you're with me. I don't mind that. I like it, actually. I don't know a lot of people that feel the same way, but that's how I feel. You can rub my head, rub my hands, touch underneath my armpit very gently. There are a couple spots you can't touch on me either, but I don't like to tell people about those spots, because then when they are near me and can touch me, they automatically go to those spots, and that's really annoying. You know what I mean? So let's talk about some erogenous zones. The skin, by the way, is a highly erogenous zone. So you can touch anywhere on the skin and get off, if that's your thing. I had a recent question in a Playgirl column about the connection between the belly button and the genitals. And while there actually is no anatomical or physiological connection, you can get that sensation of really feeling good about how aroused you are getting by rubbing the belly button. In fact, if you rub the mound a little bit more on either a man or a woman, that's also a very highly erogenous zone. So you can't tell somebody what is or what isn't erogenous to them and what is or isn't going to get them off, because each of us is very different. But I want to talk about three spots on a woman. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I believe it's 3, maybe 4. And at least one spot on a guy, or 2 possibly, that you can get to without, you know, with getting a little kinky at times, perhaps. But these are all sexual spots. Let's just leave it at that and move forward. So let's ladies first. So there are a variety of spots you can touch on both a man and a woman, different and similar spots that will get them, you know, turned on a little bit more or a lot more. For women, the clitoris, obviously, or not so obviously, but hopefully obviously, once you start being with a woman and exploring her body, is one of these hot spots to touch. The clitoris is more than just the little nub that you can see under the clitoral hood. It actually is a network that has two legs shaped like wishbones that go on either side of the vaginal lips. It also has a shaft that extends back towards into the body. Back into the body, not towards into. And you can actually feel that rubbery cord. If you play on a woman's clitoral hood and rub back and forth, you'll feel the cord. So the clitoris, what you see of the clitoris, is actually a very small part of the clitoris. The clitoris is the only organ in the human body designed for the sole purpose of pleasure. And it has 8,000 nerve endings, approximately, which are more possibly than the entire male penis, which is why if you're with a woman and you're hitting her clitoral spot, you may not want to hit directly on the clitoral spot. You may want to hit to the left or to the right or up or down. Another thing, just a tip when you're masturbating a woman with your tongue or with your finger, if you go up and down on her clitoris, you're exposing her clitoral nub, her pearl. And if she's very sensitive, that might not feel so good. So if you go side to side over the clitoral hood, that might work a little bit better at first because she's not as aroused, perhaps. And until you're highly aroused, it's hard to possibly poke or prod around in a lot of these spots. In fact, I should use that at this time as a time to say that if you are going to poke around with certain spots, you may want to make sure somebody is highly aroused because you are getting a little bit deeper and more intimate at this point, especially when it comes to the guy spots and especially when it comes to the girl spots. See, I'm equal opportunity here. Okay, so here's what we're talking about, the clitoral spot. I'm calling it the clit spot, even though it's just your clit, really. You want to not apply direct pressure right away. And you also can access, you know, you can touch the clitoris through the G-spot, through the vaginal lips. There's lots of extra ways to touch it. But when you're focused on that one particular spot, you really want to know how she likes to get off. Mutual masturbation, I highly recommend mutual masturbation. Okay, another spot, the G-spot. You need to be highly aroused, or she needs to be highly aroused if you are a man listening to this, in order to find this spot. It is about 1 to 2 finger beds. If you bend one of your fingers, you can see every single bed is what I'm calling a finger bed, so finger length, I should say, into the vagina. It's actually the top wall of the urethra. I take that back. It's actually the bottom wall of the urethra, the top wall of the vagina. Sorry about that. And it's very early in the morning. Did I mention that? So what you want to do is go into the vagina. It's about maybe an inch, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, depends on the person. Highly aroused, remember. And you are going to kind of hook your finger around, up and around, back towards the clitoris in a way, towards the belly button as well. So you're getting up and around in a come hither, come here, big boy sort of motion, if you know what I mean. And you will eventually hit a spot on the top wall, anterior wall of the vagina. Again, it's really the posterior wall of the urethra. It's the urethral sponge. That's what the G-spot is. It engorges. Yes, you may feel like you have to pee, or she may feel like she has to pee. That's totally natural. And if that becomes the issue, she should go pee. And if you can have her pee before you start playing around, that's even better. Or if you can pee before you play around. I'm going to just talk as if, you know, I'm talking to one person or the other, but just, you know, make this so it works for you. Okay? So you're in and about 1 to 2 finger beds, 1 to 2 inches perhaps in a come hither sort of motion. What will you feel? You will feel something about the size of a dime, possibly a quarter. It's going to have the texture of a walnut shell. You want to rub it either front and back, side to side, or in circles. I really like circles. You can do this for a long time. You may have an orgasm. You may not. It may just feel good. It may heighten sensitivity. If you can practice your Kegel muscles, squeezing and releasing your pubococcygeus muscles. I believe I talked about this in a previous podcast, so go back to one of those other podcasts on playgirltv.com and find out exactly what your Kegel muscles are if you don't know. And if you do a bit of, you know, squeezing them, that might feel really good too. Another spot in women, the AFE zone. It sounds like you're going to the ESPN zone for lunch for me or something, but the anterior fornix erogenous or erogenic zone, depending on how you want to say it, is actually on the posterior wall of the vagina. And it's further back than the G-spot. It's about halfway into the vagina. It's another lumpier mass of nerve bundles. And it's you're going to be able to feel that texture as well, because it's going to feel a bit more rigid than the rest of the vagina. And you're going opposite of the G-spot. Apparently, I have not had an orgasm here yet, but the orgasms that women experience here are a bit more intense than regular G-spot orgasms, if you have an orgasm from penetration at all. Remember, 30% of women orgasm from vaginal penetration alone, while 70% of women need some sort of clitoral stimulation. The AFE zone. I've Googled it to read more about it recently, and even though it's been around for a while, and you can definitely find more information online. But again, it's on the posterior wall of the vagina, further back than the G-spot, and you want to massage and rub it when she's highly aroused as well. One more spot, which I'm not so keen on just yet, but it's called the U-spot. People are talking about it a little bit. It is on the top and side walls of the urethra. It's not going in your urethra, because your urethra is where you pee, and you want to keep that as clean as possible. But it's going around it, not the bottom part of it, but that's already getting into the vagina a bit. So that's the U-spot, just a little gentle rubbing around it, maybe even licking with the tongue. That could feel good to her as well. Now let's get on to guys, just for a few moments here too. Guys have the P-spot, the prostate. It's similar to the G-spot. I've talked about it before, but I would like to talk about it again. It is inside the body, but you don't need to go inside the body to get there. If you were, you would go through the butt, which again is the equal opportunity orifice. And what you want to do is go, again, it could be a little deeper than 1 to 2 finger beds, but you're going in like you're going in for the G-spot. A come hithery sort of motion, but you're pointing. If he's lying on his back, you can point up. You're feeling for something about the size of a walnut, maybe a pea, maybe a quarter, maybe it grows in size over time, so you're not exactly sure. It's a round mass though, and he'll know when you hit it. You'll hopefully know when you hit it, but ask him if you're not sure. Massaging that, he can have orgasms without even ejaculating. The other spot is the million-dollar spot, and this is also gaining you access to the prostate, but you don't have to go through the butt to do it. You're in the area of the perineum, the taint your ass, taint your balls, that area, and you're further behind the balls, and you, again, highly aroused for both of the prostate stimulation spots, and you're feeling around. You can also, by the way, enter the G-spot, hit the G-spot through the butt. Just so you know, it's the same sort of thing towards the belly button, blah, blah, blah. Okay, back to the million-dollar spot here. So with the million-dollar spot, you want to be behind the balls, and you're going to be gently rubbing circles, not so gently, actually, gently at first maybe, but then a little bit more pressure is applied, circles and back and forth, side to sides. And as he's about to orgasm, this is a great time to feel around that spot. You'll feel that little lump, that prostate, under his ball sack. Odds are, if you're a guy listening, you've done this before and found your million-dollar spot. And if you're a girl listening, he's found his million-dollar spot. So just ask him about it. See if he can help you locate it that first, second, or third time if you need it. And just that's another great way towards orgasm, enhance orgasm. It's a great spot to find love, rub, kiss, touch, whatever. Now, to access most of these spots, we're talking about going inside. While women are often lubricated through their own vaginal secretions, it's not always the case. So I just want to talk about lube for a second. A great lube that I really like for anal stuff is silicone. I don't know if every sex educator would agree. It's condom compatible. It's nice. It could stain your sheets, but odds are it will wash out when you throw the sheets in the wash. And what I really like about it is it's super slippery. So a little bit goes a long way. It's synthetic, so it's not water-based like the other lubes I would tell you to use. But I just find it really silky smooth and worth the effort. Water-based lubes are also really good. With glycerin for the butt is okay. Without glycerin for the vagina, if she is likely to get irritated easily, might not be such a good idea. But if not, go for it. KY Jelly, Astroglide, these are water-based lubes with glycerin. If you've used them before without a problem, then you're fine. If not, you might want to go for something like Sensual Power or Hydra Smooth or Liquid Silk or Maximus, really nice thick lube. But for butt stuff, you want to make sure it stays slippery because you don't want to hurt somebody. Also, if you're a little bit afraid about what might come out, use some black latex gloves, extremely hot. So again, lube important for the spots, women, clitoral, the clit spot, I'll call it. the G-spot, the AFE zone, and the U-spot. For men, you've got the P-spot, the prostate, and you have the million-dollar spot. So now it's time to go find your own spots and enjoy doing so. Play around, laugh, have fun, do it to yourself, do it to your partner, whatever you need to do. Check out PlayGirlTV.com. Check out JamieWaxman.com. That's JamieWaxman.com. If you've got anything you want to say about loving women, email me, JamieW@gmail.com. And thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed. And please come again and again. And you've hit the spot again.